AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Up to a dozen people have been hurt too critically when a crowd rushed the stage at a music festival last night in Tempe, Arizona. Jewel Myers tells KNXV-TV.
Everybody is pushing back and forth, and I saw this one girl go down, and she started having a seizure, and then somebody else over here started going down. They were having a seizure, and it just got crazy.
Calls began coming into police and fire from concertgoers about people having trouble breathing when they were crushed against the stage by those behind them in the crowd. Witnesses say the surge began as the reggae band Revolution took the stage. The Pope puts in a final full day to close out his visit to the U.S. Julie Walker has more.
The 78-year-old People's Pope, who seems to feed off the energy of the crowds, is expected to see the largest of his six-day tour today when he celebrates an outdoor mass on the Benjamin Franklin Parkway. It's the culmination of a Vatican-sponsored conference on the family. The Pope begins his day by speaking to bishops from around the world. He'll also visit with inmates at a correctional facility. Francis, who also visited Washington and New York during his first ever trip to the U.S., flies back to Rome tonight. Julie Walker, Philadelphia.
President Obama delivers a speech today at the U.N. summit on pressing global issues, including extreme poverty and climate change. It's just the start of a busy 3 days for the president. Tomorrow, he meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes tells reporters Obama wants to hear what Putin has to say about Ukraine and Syria.
President Obama was urged to have this meeting with President Putin by some of our closest European allies who thought it would be constructive.
French warplanes have carried out their first attacks on extremists in Syria. President Francois Hollande's office making that announcement just a short while ago. This is AP Radio News. Double-treed in the sky tonight, Ben Thomas tells us more.
Many astronomers don't really like the term, but supermoon refers to when a full or new moon makes its closest approach to Earth. It's still 220,000 miles away, but that's 30,000 miles closer than average. So Sunday night's full moon will look a little bit bigger and a little bit brighter than usual. And shortly after 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Earth will cast its shadow, lining up with the full moon and the sun for a total lunar eclipse. The combination hasn't been seen since 1982 and won't happen again until 2033. Ben Thomas, Washington.
During the eclipse, the moon will actually appear to be red in color. Voters in Catalonia in Spain are casting ballots for a provincial parliament, but the election could result in a majority of secessionist-minded lawmakers taking power. National government in Madrid says if they try to split, it could mean the end of Spain being in the European Union. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.